Margie So has a beautiful view from her family ranch on the Navajo Nation, just southeast of Page.
I have been here since 1952. I've been living up here since 1952.
From her front yard, you can see miles and miles of red and orange sandstone, and also Lachii Rock. It's a sacred mountain to the Navajo people. But from the backyard, there's a clear view of the Navajo Generating Station, which has been supplying electricity all over the Southwest since 1976, but not to So's house.
At times we kind of grumble about it, but what could we do? I was brought up in the same manner that I learned to deal with, building a fire out of wood, using the charcoal for everything, making bread, cooking meat, making stew, and such and such and such.
But all of that has changed because of a nearly $5 million joint project that's bringing electricity to certain areas of the Navajo Nation, including So's Ranch.
It's sort of a miracle for people to live like that. Flip on a light, get your remote, your pleasure's right there before you.
Although the Navajo Generating Station has been producing electricity for decades, it's not legally allowed to provide power to the Navajo Nation. That ownership and sovereignty belongs to the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority, or NTUA. But according to utility officials, they've never had enough money to build power poles in remote parts of the reservation. That is, until now.
Navajo Generating Station and SRP donated about $2 million. NTUA donated some.
Paul Begay is a technician with NGS. He says by next year, 63 families will be living with electricity for the first time.
The first thing that people mention is refrigerator. Oh, good. You know, I'm not going to buy any more ice.
She has all kinds of like eggs and juice and milk and cheese. All this stuff are in there now.
Daisy Begay and her mom, Pearl, live just up the road from Margie So's ranch. Pearl only speaks native Navajo, so her daughter translates.
Yeah, she says she likes her electric, the lights mostly in her refrigerator.
Now, Daisy and Pearl say they should have had power a long time ago. They claim they were promised electricity nearly 40 years ago while the Navajo Generating Station was being built.
They built a plant right there. And they forgot them. And when they were coming here the first time, when they promised them that they will have electricity and all this, and they forgot them here.
Their neighbor, Margie So, feels the same way.
They started giving us hope. And then they say, it's going to cost too much. And so then I just lost hope. I thought, well, whatever. I guess I won't have electricity at the ranch.
But now that she does, life has become much easier.
Be quicker to do things than trying to hook up this and that or run out of gas and run to town and get more gas or something like that. Miracle happened that it came through.
For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Aaron Granillo in Page.